Our scripture lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, the 22nd chapter, beginning with the 54th verse. Then they seized him and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house. Peter followed at a distance, and when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. Then a maid, seeing him as he sat in the light and gazing at him, said, "This man also is with him." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." And a little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." And after an interval of about an hour, still another insisted, saying, "Certainly, this man was with him, for he is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are saying." And immediately, while he was still speaking, the cock crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the cock crows today, you will deny me three times." And he went out and wept bitterly. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, Lawrence United Methodist. How are you? Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, once again we come before your presence. We say thank you, Lord, for another day. Lord, I thank you for another opportunity to speak your word, to be your mouthpiece. I pray that the meditations of my heart just be acceptance, find acceptance in your sight. Lord, for you are my strength, you are my redeemer, and I look to you for guidance, O God. In your son Jesus' name I pray, amen. In this journey of life, everybody should want to get better. You should be wanting to increase. From where you were yesterday, you should not want to be the same thing on tomorrow. You should ever increase. As Christians, it is the same thing. News for you, if you gave your life to Christ today, and let's say you on yesterday was a cusser, tomorrow you will still be a cusser. This thing, how we grow in grace, it comes in increments. It is a process how we grow. And the Lord knows that, how we grow in faith. Those changes come in increments. This sermon is not for those that are what we call woke or what we call mature. For all of you that are perfect. This sermon is not for you. This sermon is for those that are in that same room that I am in, that room of improvement. I want to go ahead and say that we are all in the same room. Amen? Philippians 3:12-14 says it like this: "Not that we have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ has also laid hold for me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing that I do, I forget those things which are behind, and I reach forward to those things that are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." And I'm here to let you know it is a press. It is a press as we are moving toward what God has for us. In the scripture that was read for us in the hearing, we see a conversation that Jesus is having, or he had with Peter, about how Peter will deny him. And this is leading up to the crucifixion. And as we see a little bit later on, it says, before the rooster crows, Peter, you will deny me. Now, some of you may have, or no, all of you, there's going to come a point in your life where the rooster will crow. As they were sitting around, a young lady comes up to Peter, or a servant comes up to Peter and says, you were with Jesus. No, I wasn't. He denies him, not only once, but a third time as well. But even prior to that, as Jesus and Peter were having this conversation, Jesus said, Peter, you will deny me. And Peter said, no, I won't, Lord, for I love you for the rest of my life. Lord, I'll serve you for the rest of my life. Peter said, oh, how I love Jesus. I'll go with you all the way to prison, Lord, for I love you. Not me. But the Lord said to Peter, you will deny me. So Jesus goes away and he returns. And then all of the other ones, they're deciding as far as who's going to be in what position, because we know that suffering has to take place. The crowd comes. Peter cuts off an ear. Jesus heals him. And they take Jesus away. At this point, Peter is following at a distance, because he's starting to see and he starts to feel the shame of what's going on. Now, prior to that conversation that's going on, up and around that 31st verse, the Lord says to Peter, Peter, Satan is coming to sift you like wheat. He's coming to sift you. It says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demands to have you that he might sift you like wheat. See, there had been a conversation that was going on with God and Satan. We read about that type of a conversation back in the book of Job. But we see the same thing here. He says, Satan demands to have you that he might sift you like wheat. Now, when we think about this whole process of sifting, we automatically think about flour and baking. And we think about a colander, a sifter, as a gentle process that we take flour through so it's easier to go ahead and mix with the other ingredients. But you go through a process of separating things that are useful and then things that are unuseful. That's the first reaction or the first thought of mine when we think of this sifting process. But then there's another type of a sifting when we think about processing. How many of you know what this is right here? What is it? Just say it. It's combine. Yes, it's a combine. This combine is a sort of sifting. This is the process that is used to separate wheat. It goes through a combine. Grain goes through it. And it is violent how it separates the chaff, things that is unuseful, to something that is useful. In your life, there are things that are what we call sifters. It's a process that can separate. Again, Satan is trying to sift you like wheat. There may be things that's going on in your life like sickness. You lose your job, death, all of these things that may come towards you, but they are there to build your faith. That is the purpose of this process of sifting. The Lord is coming back for a bride. And this whole process of sifting is the way that he perfects his bride. In the book of Ephesians, it talks about having this shield of faith, how we go ahead and fight off the devil, because the devil wants you on his team, but the Lord wants you on his team. So how do I go ahead and build up my faith? So when the devil does come, I'm able to withstand. The Word of God says, in order to increase faith, I go ahead and hide your word in my heart. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. We know that Peter was following at a distance. Sometimes that's how we are at church. We follow at a distance. We love the blessings and the benefits that come from being around, but yet we follow from a distance, never willing to sacrifice our time, never willing to sacrifice our finances, never willing to forgive others, etc. So just like Peter, we follow at a distance. All of the other disciples as well, they deserted Jesus as well. Disingenuous, or this lack of being authentic and misleading. Sometimes we're like that, just like Peter. We're not real all the time. We know when it's time to raise our hand. We know all the different behaviors of church behavior. But are we really authentic in how we serve God? Even within our home, we have to be so careful, because Satan is trying to come to go ahead and sift you. We listen to the Word of God, what we go online with, what we pretty much are looking at. So we have Peter that denies Jesus. In the scripture that was read, after the cock crowed three times, Jesus looked at Peter. When I saw that, it just jumped off the page. What did that look mean? When he just looked at him, that look says, Peter, I'm praying for you. Look, Peter, I've got you at heart. You know, I know Satan is coming for you. I would get in trouble as a child, and my mother had this look, and I knew what that look meant. I'd seen that look many times. We had a portion of our service where we were praying, but in this part of the scripture, we see that Jesus is praying for you, because he knows Satan is coming for you. So when he denied Jesus, Jesus just looked at him. He said, Peter, this is what I've talked to you about. This is what I told you. Satan is right there sifting you. So that look was huge. So what do we learn from all of this? Jesus had this conversation. He tells Peter, you're going to deny me. And Peter says, no, Lord, I love you. And then, of course, Peter does deny. They take Jesus off Peter's, you know, following from a distance. Point number one, we understand that the Lord's word will always supersede our word. It will always. The Lord's word will always supersede. If by chance the Lord says something, you need to count on it. Because sometimes we say, no, Lord, I got it. No. When the Lord says, you know, do not be unequally yoked. Lord, I just love her. Lord, I just love him. And that's not talking about just in marriage. That's talking about, let's say, even our youth that's being yoked up. You know how when we yoke, a yoke is when we have two individuals that walk together that are in agreement. We have to be ever so careful who we go ahead and yoke up with. Satan is coming to sift you. That's what the Word of God says. The Lord's Word will always supersede our opinion, what we feel. Satan said, no, I won't, Lord. So again, we always have to go by what the Word of God says. Point number two, I don't know me as much as I think I do. I don't know me as well as I thought I did. There are some things that are hiding in me, that are laying dormant, that I have no idea. And Satan is just waiting to sift you. He wants you on his team. And he's trying to, and he's going to go ahead and get you in those areas that you don't even really know yourself. Peter didn't even realize that he had sinned until the cock had crowed three times. Things were just going on. And Peter was just moving forward. Number three. I'm no better than anybody else. Peter was that cat. He was saying, you know, Lord, I won't go ahead and deceive you. You named me Petros, which means the rock. I was the one who cut off the gentleman's ear, defending you, Lord. I walked on water with you, Lord. Not them. This is me. He thought he was better than everybody else. But Satan wants everybody else, wants all of us. And we have to understand that we are all victims. And I know some of us may be babes in Christ, but we have just given our life to the Lord. And some of us are mature. We used to say in the old school how some are on milk and then some are on meat. My faith has been tried. I've been tested and tried. And I think that's awesome. Continue to build your faith because Satan wants to sift you like wheat. So after Jesus looked at Satan, after Jesus looked at Peter, he wept. This weeping was a weeping of, I've done it. He's got me. I'm so sorrowful. But as he said in the scripture, he says, I want you to use this opportunity to build your faith. And as we see in Luke, he goes back and he gets the other apostles. And then he teaches them. And then he strengthens them. And then in the book of Acts, they start the church. Because Peter is the rock of the church. And they build the church that we now stand upon because of this faith. Because of this faith. So when the cock crows, when the rooster crows in your life, you have to have the faith that's going to go ahead and withhold the fiery darts that the devil is going to send to you. And we do that by building our faith. We do that by having a word of God on the inside of us, because Satan is going to come. Amen? Amen. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for how you have given us your word to build our faith. We pray, O Lord, that your word will continue to find resonance in our heart. Continue to speak to us, speak through us, O God, that we can speak to those fiery darts that may come from Satan, because your word is the thing that's going to go ahead and cause the devil to flee. In your son Jesus' name I pray, amen. There may be someone here who is going through life, and you're being tried by Satan. He's coming at you at every angle, and you're not ready. You don't know the Lord. This would be the time where you would ask the Lord to come into your heart, that you may not sin against Satan. If there is one, I'll meet you here at the altar and we'll pray with you that you can have God in your heart. Amen? Amen. Amen.